I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's head back down to SEC Media Days. Mike and I will be down there live tomorrow starting at 2 o'clock from the College Football Hall of Fame. And we'll be bringing you all the latest guests, coaches, players, etc. as we get past the All-Star Game. Today we are at Cobb Galleria, guys, at Murph's. But we got to talk to our buddy Mike Griffith, who's been covering this the last few days down there, kind of getting a recap. Today was a big day because Kirby spoke. We heard from Georgia quarterback Gunnar Stockton. Mike, let's get your perspective, because Mike and I have been talking about this whole notion. Kirby, he was answering questions. He just didn't come out and say it. But this NIL thing, and he was like, look, I'm trying to build relationships. We're trying to handle this in a different way than just hand out bags. But yet my partner, Mike Bell, says, look, you just lost out on two big-time players.
Yeah, you know, you go up against Texas, it's tough, right? And certainly Texas planting the recruiting flag in Atlanta today with that announcement of the number one player in the state headed to Texas commitment-wise. But, you know, look, Georgia's won their recruiting battles as well, and that's a position they're well-stocked at. But still, you know, you can't help but notice Texas' impact on the SEC and in college football. I mean, resources is the name of the game, and we know that programs like Texas and the Ohio State have those financial resources at their disposal. It certainly made an impact for the Buckeyes last year when you look at their roster and you see a guy like Caleb Downs helping them win a national title, and Quinshon Judkins, the former SEC rushing champ and Kansas State quarterback under center for him. You know, it's a new game, and you know, Kirby's doing what he can you know, to maintain that continuity and do it with the guys that signed up with Georgia, and he's had to turn to the portal as well, and at the same time he's going to continue to recruit strongly against the top ranked class. It's a real challenge to navigate the choppy waters and do things the quote-unquote right way, maintain right. Chemistry and a continuity in the program, and that's what he's up against. And, you know, last year he won an SEC title, and, you know, who knows if Carson Beck doesn't go down, what happens. But, right. You know, he's dealt a new hand this year, a lot of turnover, a lot of newness, and a heck of a schedule.
Hey, I mean, he had to overcome adversity a couple of years back. It wasn't like he had the perfect team, but maybe we're a prisoner of, I don't know, the time machine. We're looking back and saying, just seemed like they kicked butt. Yeah, they did beat Ohio State, but Marvin Harrison got knocked out, and they did lose to Alabama, beat him in the rematch. But it just seems like the margin, I guess the point I'm making, Mike, it's such a fine line now. And the depth that he seemed to have those years, it's just unattainable now because kids won't wait to play.
No, that's a fact. I mean, you know, a guy like Quay Walker that stuck around, you know, 3 or 4 years to get on the field. A guy like Kenny McIntyre, you know, these were difference maker guys that Georgia was able to keep and develop in the program. And you're not able to keep as many of those guys now as you were in the past because of, you know, the potential NIL inducements at other schools. And, you know, kids wanting to secure some money, make a little money in college. There's no guarantees in the NFL. Obviously, injuries can happen at any point, even if you've got an insurance policy. It's just, it's the nature of the game, and now it's going to be up to Kirby to come up with a new model. You know, Kirby perfected the college football playoff model. No other program won back-to-back championships in the playoff era, which was we felt there was probably more parity there than ever before. Right. And now we've gone even deeper. You know, we look at the SEC last year and we look at how deep and the volume of talent at all the schools. The NFL drafts told us that for years, but now it seems to be a little bit more spread evenly among the schools where, you know, you play Mississippi State. That's not an off week. You know, they played at Arizona State, the Big 12 champ, lost by a touchdown on the road. They threw for 300 yards, lost by 10 between the hedges. They're one score down at Texas on the final play of the third quarter. That's an 0-8 team in the league. And, you know, there's no other league in the country that has that level of depth. And, you know, Lane Kiffin pointed out, you know, yesterday, and he certainly suffered from it. You play a team not that good. You play them at their place. I mean, heck, you know, Georgia won by 1 point in Lexington. Ole Miss lost on the road to Florida, essentially cost them a playoff spot against a Gators team that, you know, had struggled earlier in the year. So the parity is taking its toll in the SEC in terms of, you know, how that affects the postseason. Used to be the only two teams play for a title. You know, you survive, get there. Now you got a 12-team field where, you know, we had a fourth-place team from the Big Ten that lost by double digits in their final regular season game. Not only make the playoffs, but host a first-round playoff game.
Yeah, that doesn't feel right. That's the rules they've changed since. Mm. Mike Griffith, our guest guys from Dog Nation, tell me what's your take on this Hugh Freeze thing, man, and the golf and all of this and how they're doing recruiting-wise. I mean, is this real? Is it perceived? What's the deal?
You know, Hugh is by far and away the biggest question mark in the SEC. I mean, look, this guy has proven before he can coach. You know, he was successful at Ole Miss at a place that, you know, nobody'd reached. So he beat Alabama beat Nick Saban while he was there. I mean, he got talent. He did what he had to do. Say what you want about it. Everybody was doing it. But he got it done. You know, then he, you know, played Georgia within a touchdown 2 years ago. If not for Brock Bowers, transformational, one-of-a-kind athlete, Georgia does not beat Auburn 2 years ago on the road. They're going to lose to that Auburn team on the road in Jordan-Hare Stadium, if not for – and Brock Bowers ain't coming out that tunnel this year when the Bulldogs go down there to Jordan-Hare Stadium for that night game. And, you know, the big question is, does Hugh Freeze still got his fastball? You know, it's almost like the equivalent of a guy coming back from Tommy John surgery. Can Hugh Freeze get his fastball back? Is he ingenious? Or is he done? And I think this year will tell that tale.
We are talking with Mike Griffith, guys, of the AJC and Dog Nation here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Live at Murph's, man. Get ready for the All-Star game. So, Mike, we talked earlier about, and Carlos says, Brian Kelly, hot seat there. The thing is, you buy out a team, you basically got to buy out all the kids who are going to leave once the coach gets fired. But Brian Kelly hasn't won an opening game. He's got to go to the other Death Valley. And it just seems like, really, it's all about how well Nussmeier just becomes the man.
Yeah, you know, LSU's an interesting team, and I don't know about the hot seat. I know LSU fans are impatient, and, you know, we've seen other coaches win national championships there, a few of them. Same time, they weren't in the same SEC that Brian Kelly is in. You know, the guy got his team to the SEC championship game his first year. He's produced a Heisman Trophy winner. And he seems to be on the, you know, brink of a pretty good season with this portal class. I mean, we're talking about Notre Dame's winning as head coach. And he did it in an era when Notre Dame, you know, maybe wasn't as liberal with the kind of guys that they were recruiting and getting into school as they are now, in my opinion. You know, Brian Kelly's got a pretty good coaching background if you look at what he did at Grand Valley State. I think he's a good coach. He's a bit pompous, you know, maybe not the most likable guy in the room. Certainly he doesn't have any Southern charm to speak of and no longer pretends to, thank goodness.
But the
guy's a good coach. I mean, he almost beat Georgia with Notre Dame in 2019 if it wasn't for just a hellacious crowd that, you know, forced six false starts. I mean, Notre Dame might have pulled off an incredible upset in Sanford Stadium in 2019. So I think the guy can coach. I don't know about a hot seat because there's always the question, you know, if you want to fire a guy, it's one thing, but who are you going to hire? Who's more qualified out there than Brian Kelly to you know, oversee a program? I don't know the answer to that question. So hot seat seems strong, but at the same time, it is a volatile job, and there are high expectations in Baton Rouge.
Speaking of expectations, what about Sark? He's here today. I know Arch Manning spoke to the media, had a big, you know, gathering around him. I've seen the pictures. Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. He comes into the season with, I think, more pressure on him than we've seen any SEC quarterback have in a very long time just because of his name.
Yeah, but you know what? Manning's built for it. You know, having, you know, been around Peyton and watched how Eli handled the New York media, and, you know, he's football royalty. And, you know, he's somewhat insulated by the amount of talent that Sark puts around him. He seemed to handle the moment really well today. Didn't seem flustered or put – look, I think he's bulletproof when it comes to the media. I just don't see the pressure getting to him, you know, like it might someone else that wasn't equipped or accustomed, you know, to being able to handle the media. I think he does a good job with that. I think the real pressure comes, you know, when he's on the run in the SEC and he's being chased down by a linebacker. We saw that last year when Georgia went into Austin and you know, knocked the ball loose and shook him up pretty good in the second quarter. He wasn't ready for the moment. The guy's 21 years old, though, and, you know, he looks like a thoroughbred. He's built like a, you know, prototypical quarterback. He's got field vision. He's got incredible arm talent. He's athletic. But you're right. Putting it together is another matter, and they got open on the road in Columbus, Ohio, against Ohio State. It's not going to be a pushover game. Now, I will say this. You know, last year we looked at the schedule and we said, wow, boy, did Texas get, you know, dealt a pretty good hand. And, you know, people are going, well, you know, this year they got to come to Sanford Stadium. Yeah, but did you notice they have a bye week before that game?
Yep.
How about that?
Yeah, and on top of that, two L's last year. The motivation is there. I don't know how much better they're going to be. I think from a talent standpoint, both teams are equal. I've always just given the edge to Kirby. That's why I like Georgia when they played them in Austin, and I liked them in the SEC championship game because I think Kirby has that edge. Let's talk about tomorrow before we let you go, because we're going to be down there. Hopefully we'll get a chance to see you, Mike Griffith from Dog Nation, guys. Alabama, Kalen DeBoer. Okay, they weren't in the playoff last year. What does he say tomorrow? He's not bringing his quarterback either.
Nearly lost four games last year.
And then Billy Napier, who, you know, was dead like the Undertaker and came to life, he's there tomorrow. I mean, it's going to be interesting Wednesday at SEC Media Days, Mike.
Boy, it really is. And listen, you know, I got a little sneak preview of these guys at the SEC spring meetings. And, you know, DeBoer is a really likable guy. It is really hard not to like this guy. I think he's very grounded. I think he's very modest. I think he's very driven. I think he's a good football coach. But nobody was going to step into those shoes. And you know, let's face it. I mean, Nick Saban didn't exactly do Alabama any favors when it came to player relation. I mean, or player retention, I should say. I mean, they lost their center. They lost their best defensive player. They lost their best receiver. I mean, that was going to be a tough job for anybody. And Alabama had a heck of a schedule, too. And, oh, by the way, DeBoer did beat Kirby Smart in Georgia. That was a big win. Now, yes, losing by three touchdowns to Oklahoma and, you know, losing to Vanderbilt. I mean, you know, the bowl game was, you know, an abomination. Didn't finish the way anybody wanted. But, listen, he's got Grubb coming back in as offensive coordinator. We know how important it is for these coaches when they, you know, kind of like Fulmer and David Cutcliffe, you know, they just made good music together, right? And so that's going to be an advantage, and it's year two of a new culture. And so let's see how Alabama comes out. All reports I've gotten is that it's going to be a pretty strong team. They're very good at the line of scrimmage. A lot of continuity on the offensive line. We know it starts there. They got a good receiving core, arguably the best duo in the league. And so whoever's at quarterback, I think you're looking at a former five-star in Ty Simpson, I think he's going to do a pretty decent job in DeBoer's offense, and the guy can coach, so let's say that. As for Napier, that's another curious one, right? I put him in the Hugh Freeze category. It's boom or bust. You know, the Gators have a lot of momentum. You know, they finished the last four games on a four-game win streak, albeit against, you know, somewhat mid-competition. I think Ole Miss was in there too, though, and that was a pretty significant win for the Gators. Does Napier have it turned around? I mean, he's got a new football building humming. Is Lagway healthy? I mean, there's a lot of questions there with the Florida Gators. It really could go either way. And do the Gators stand behind Napier, or is this a temporary reprieve? Are they really all in on Billy? And how much of Billy keeping his job was not being able to get Kiffin? You know, that was happening. They were in the process of trying to buy this guy out, and it was a remarkable turnaround, and you had to appreciate Billy Napier's poise. And, you know, I thought, I don't want to say he leaned on religion, but I thought he had, you know, he showed a fair amount of faith, and, you know, it kind of had a happy ending. But, you know, this league, man, it's not what have you done for me lately. It's what are you going to do for me next? And Florida is ready to be back on top. They think they belong there. Let me say a little bit of that Florida arrogance returned. And it's going to be challenging. It's going to be this league is it's unbelievable, guys, and you can feel it in the building.
No doubt.
There's a lot of optimism, but every program, every one of them has questions. Every team, every coach has a question to answer, and let's face it, the SEC hasn't won the last two national titles, and there's questions about that too. And then right. The earth's shaking, you know, with the fallout from House versus NCAA and how the portal operates and how these NIL deals are going down and how are they going to police it. I mean, it is a really head-spinning time in college athletics and certainly the SEC in football.
And it sounds like, I know we got to cut you loose, Mike. We'll talk next time about the 9 conference games because I'm so sick and tired of the SEC equivocating on this. I understand the logic if the College Football Playoff Committee isn't going to respect strength of schedule. But just real quick, don't you think at some point, is it going to be, are they going to get this thing hammered out for 2026?
Well, I mean, they have to make a decision pretty soon. I can't see how they would go to 9 at this stage of the game. You know, as beat up as the teams were at the end of last season, the attrition is real. You know, the fact that the Big Ten is trying to dictate this decision, they've kind of backed Sankey into a corner, and he basically said yesterday he feels like he's holding a good hand. And, you know, look, if they don't go to 9 games and the Big Ten doesn't want to get on board with the 5-11, Sankey says that's fine. We'll stick with 12-team playoff, and that'll work for the SEC. One way or another, you know, this league's going to be contending, and they're going to have some teams in the playoff. And, you know, maybe last year was a bit of an aberration with a fourth-place team from the Big Ten winning a national championship. Wouldn't have even been the playoff the year before. And we'll see what this new College Football Playoff Selection Committee will do.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dude, it's like a new jury, right? You're bringing in Mark D'Antonio and Ivan Maisel. Could change the temperature in the room a little bit.
Mike Griffith, great job. Always great talking with you, man. Dog Nation, follow him. We'll see you tomorrow down there, man, for a day 3 of SEC Media Days. Appreciate
All
you.
Right. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, man. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Murph's. We got to get out of here. Our man Chris Goforth has the wrap-up show for the SEC, and he's going to have all the sound bites, right, all the info for you from 6 to 7, and then our man Turtle will have the night show. Let's get out of here and clear our throat.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant. Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.